This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Hundreds of thousands of immigrants become naturalized citizens each year, and yet for many, the path to citizenship can disappear in a fog, a cloud of official obfuscation, a bureaucratic limbo that is quite intentional. It's a little-known program designed to weed out security threats by flagging citizenship applications on the basis of mysterious undefined criteria, forcing applicants to spend thousands of dollars in unnecessary legal fees, locking down their travel, sometimes separating families, all on the basis of what? Good luck getting answers. Eric Dexheimer has gotten some, however. He's an investigative reporter for the Austin American-Statesman. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Congratulations on this story, by the way. This sounds like it might be a kind of a black hole for people who are trying to become citizens of the United States. What's the backstory on it? Is it a program that the authorities have long acknowledged?
No, this is a program that was started in April 2008, but only recently has become public in kind of dribs and drabs as details have leaked out as a result of some lawsuits and open records requests filed by the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union of Southern California. And 2013, they wrote a report that kind of laid out what they knew, and they still have some pending lawsuits trying to get more information.
Let's just walk through briefly what the process is. If you want to become a citizen of the United States, you want to do it legally, you do what exactly, and you have how long before you're supposed to find out?
You are supposed to meet several criteria. You must live here for a certain period of time, 5 years. You have to have good moral character. You have to file this application. And then in response, the government is supposed to give you an answer within 6 months. That's their goal.
But some of the people you profile here, I mean, they have gone on since, what, 2011 or more, waiting to hear back.
Right. That's because they've been funneled into this program that you mentioned is kind of secretive. At the very least, the government has been resistant to releasing details about it. It's called the CARP program, and it's kind of this alternative review where if someone is determined to be a security risk, they go under this extra scrutiny, and people have been known to get lost in it for months, even years, up to 7-8 years.
Okay, that phrase, security risk, what does that mean?
Part of the problem is that it can be very broad. At the very most basic, it's people who are on what are known as the terrorist watch list, but there's a second category of people who are not known security or terrorist risks, which assigns people a security risk if they have associations with organizations that are suspect, if they travel through countries where terrorism has known to be promoted, if they have associates who might be related in some way to terrorist activities. It can be a very broad set of guidelines.
Oh, let me just throw out another. What if you're Muslim?
This program, critics have pointed out, seems to disproportionately affect Muslims. So the countries that people travel through that can implicate you into this program are ones that are primarily Muslim populations. So there was a report from the Las Vegas newspaper that said that the top five countries whose residents were funneled through it were Pakistan, Iraq, Iran, Yemen, and India.
You know, we've had a big conversation in this country about what it might mean, this extreme vetting that Donald Trump has talked about on the campaign trail. Is that what this effectively is, a kind of quote-unquote extreme vetting?
I think that's true. I think that this is an extraordinary background check that, as you say, can delay people for years and years. Right now, there have been about 5,000 people every year that go into the program, from what we know, which is a small fraction of the about 1 million people who apply for citizenship every year. But the fear is that it could be used to delay for long periods of time, you know, if not forever, additional folks who apply through it.
Is it known how many people are actually sort of in limbo in this program right now?
Well, as I said, the government has been resistant to releasing information about it. They won't comment on individual cases, but open records requests show that about 5,000 people every year, or about 42,000 people since the start of the program in 2008, have been kind of shunted into it.
Eric, you're an investigative journalist. Why did you think this story was important to throw a spotlight on?
A couple of reasons. One is that, as we discussed earlier, it's very little known. The government has been resistant to releasing information, and as a reporter, those are the stories that most interest me. And the second one is that people are being denied some due process, or at the very least are confused and kind of left in the dark about why their applications to be U.S. citizens are being delayed.
Eric Dexheimer, investigative reporter for the Austin American-Statesman. We'll link to his story at texasstandard.org. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.